While AAA will not issue a Memorial Day travel forecast this year, anecdotal reports suggest that fewer people will be hitting the road this Memorial Day compared to years past for what is considered the unofficial start of the summer season. This is because of the COVID-19 pandemic, and many people continue to stay at home and avoid travel. While the Ohio Department of Transportation reports that traffic volumes have started to ease back after bottoming out in mid-April, last week, Ohio's traffic volumes were still down 40.8% compared to the same week last year. Last year, 43 million Americans traveled for the Memorial Day weekend, the second highest travel volume on record since AAA began tracking the holiday travel volumes in the year 2000. With social distancing guidelines still in place, this holiday weekend's travel volume is likely to set a record low. The previous record low was set back in 2009, which was in the midst of the Great Recession. During that year, 31 million travelers nationally traveled during the Memorial Day holiday weekend, including 1.2 million Ohioans. Last year, AAA predicted nearly 1.7 million Ohioans and 43 million Americans would be traveling during the Memorial Day holiday weekend. This year, travel numbers will likely be well below that. Typically, about 90% of Memorial Day travelers drive to their destination, and this year will be no exception for that, as the vast majority of travel that does occur this holiday will be close to home road trips. The Ohio Department of Transportation has continued to maintain the roads, and they urge travelers to make sure that they are alert in work zones, slow down, and move over for any roadside workers that you see. This is going to include tow truck drivers and the emergency road service technicians that are going to be assisting motorists on the side of the road over the holiday weekend. AAA is already starting to see an increase in the number of breakdowns as people start to get out and drive more. Motorists parked their cars in March when Ohio stay-at-home order began, and many vehicles sat for an extended period of time. This has led to issues with tires, batteries, lights, and other issues that have caused breakdowns. AAA expects to continue to see an increase in breakdowns as the weather warms and the traffic increases. So those that are planning to get out of the house, even for a drive or a weekend getaway, really need to make sure that their car is road trip ready. So make sure that you check the tires, check the fluids, change the wiper blades if they need changed. If your car is due for an oil change, now is a great time to get it in. Just make sure that your car is ready for the road trip because you don't want to end up stranded with a breakdown. As we look at the future of travel, we start to see that people are optimistic. There is this wanderlust inspiring future vacations. AAA travel bookings have already been rising, though modestly, since mid-April, which suggests that travelers' confidence is slowly improving. When it's safe to travel, AAA expects vacationers will have a preference for U.S. destinations. We'll first start to see a resurgence in road travel and close-to-home locations. So many travelers over Memorial Day and even into the summer are really going to be focused on those close to home Ohio getaways. And as Ohio slowly opens back up, travelers might find that parts of their favorite destinations might still be closed or might look a little bit different. AAA recommends contacting the destination or working with a travel agent before booking any trip. No matter where you're planning on traveling or when, it's also important to understand the cancellation policies when booking trips. That's why it's always a good idea to work with a travel agent. They can be your advocate. And if it is necessary to cancel or change your plans, they can work with you and help you guide you through the steps. AAA has also worked with the travel industry to compile a list of some of the popular Ohio destinations and what travelers might find this summer. Some of the popular hotspots are Lake Erie Shores and Islands, Hocking Hills, and Amish Country. And while travelers can still visit these destinations, they might find some things a little bit different when they go. We talked to the travel industry. We talked to the Ohio Travel Association, Lake Erie Shores and Islands, to find out exactly what's going on and what visitors can expect if they do choose to visit this summer. So at Lake Erie Shores and Islands, Cedar Point and the water park still remain closed at this point, but the islands are starting to reopen. Ferries to and from the islands are running, and shops and restaurants are starting to open at limited capacity. capacity. Visitors to Put-in Bay will still be able to rent bicycles and golf carts and experience Perry's Monument. And in addition to the islands, Lake Erie Shores and Islands expects natural areas where people can practice social distancing to be very popular this summer. Those visiting the Hocking Hills will find that certain lodgings are starting to open to guests, including the Inn and Spa Cedar Falls and Glen Laurel Scottish Inn and Cottages, where guests can stay in private cabins. The major hiking trails and parks are still closed, so it's important to make sure that you check out a list of some parks and trails that are still open by visiting Hocking Hills website before you go. Amish country, according to the Ohio Travel Association, there's a lot of requests for people to go to Amish country. The newly remodeled Amish Mennonite Heritage Center opened May 13th. The farm at Walnut Creek is open for self-driven tours, and Amish-style restaurants are finding innovative ways to offer the same experience, such as installing plexiglass screens for buffets and having servers plate the food. Also, driving through Amish country to enjoy the scenery is an activity that can be done at a safe social distance. So as people continue to take that single step toward their next journey by staying close to the comfort of their home, it's important to research vacation opportunities and talk with a travel agent ahead of time. We're seeing that Americans are showing preference and inspiration to explore all that the country has to offer as soon as it's safe to travel. In fact, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention still continues to recommend that Americans stay home and avoid non-essential travel for the time being. Americans need to heed all official warnings and refer to the latest updates from the CDC and the U.S. Department of State to help decrease the spread of COVID-19. AAA advises that the decision to travel is a personable one, and it's one that should be made by the individual. So you need to make sure that you do your homework, you know any restrictions that are going on in that destination, and even if you're driving through several states, the restrictions that are in place in those states that you're driving through. So it's really important to do your research ahead of time to make sure that you know what the CDC is saying, what the U.S. Department of State is saying, what local authorities are saying in that destination, and you also know what may be open and what may not be open when you get to that destination. No matter where you decide to travel, if you do travel this summer, you will find that it's going to look a little bit different. The U.S. Travel Association recently released a guidance titled Travel in the New Normal, and it offers guidelines to the travel industry to promote the health of travelers and industry workers. So you'll see things like the employees wearing masks, plexiglass barriers, enhanced sanitation, signage, social distancing, maybe even redesigning spaces to promote that social distancing. So things are going to look a little bit different, and it's important that people do their homework ahead of time before going on vacation. And the AAA travel agents are here to assist people. They have constant communication with the travel industry. They know the changes that are going on, any cancellations that the travel providers may be making, what travel may look like when you get to that destination, and they can guide you in your options for travel. So you can find more information and get started planning a trip by just visiting AAA.com/travel.